Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, on August 9th, 2019. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. Joining us as co-host, the CEO and president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, Kelly Stroman, and of course, with us because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, Kelly, how are you today?
It's the weekend.
Happy Friday, yeah. Joe and Jackie.
Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
The weeks fly by, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. Is it August already?
You know,
it's
you
not
know,
August. It's August 9th.
It's August. You know, it's August 9th, but I got to tell you something. You know, I'm the biggest, you know, booster of the South Bay, right? I mean, I love everything about it. But this
You're South Bay by
the weather, the weather this summer has not been the greatest. I was out yesterday wearing literally a sweater and a scarf. We've just, this marine layer has just been bugging us nonstop since what, March, April. And it makes me crazy. It makes me a little crazy. We went down to the pier last night for the concert, and it was more than chilly. It was cold. It was cold. So, I'm hoping that we have an absolutely gorgeous September and October because it's August. It's August.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm. We are fair-weathered friends in the South Bay. That is for sure. Remember our conversation about 4 months ago when it was torrential rain for weeks on end?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then probably last summer when it was like 105 on the beach and we were all absolutely dying, you know?
I know. Yes.
I know. We are very spoiled living in the South Bay. We're blessed with a wonderful life with beautiful beaches. And to most people, beautiful weather. I know. I walked out early this morning to walk my dog like at 6 a.m. I'm like, ooh, it's a little chilly this morning. I get to Jackie.
A little chilly, yeah.
But I'd rather have this than the sweltering, you know, 98 degrees, 101 at the beach. Remember that? That was unbelievable last summer. And I don't have air conditioning in my house. So I spent a lot
None
of time
of
in my
do.
Office.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have air conditioning here, so I just came and camped out in my office. But
yeah.
But hey, I think it's perfect weather for beer drinking, and you know what tomorrow is.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Bite at the beach. Sixth annual Bite at the beach. Finally here. right at the beach, not quite on the beach, about a half a mile off at the MBS right. Media Campus is the Chamber's big event every year. We're bringing together 42 food and craft breweries. There is a few wine options, and there are a few non-alcoholic options. People have been calling, emailing, and asking us that. There is some tea, some cold brew, some lemonade, too, so you don't have to drink beer. We're not going to force you to do anything. But the food's going to be delicious, from ice cream and gelato to pizzas. Locale 90's got their portable pizza brick oven thing they bring. We have, oh, my gosh, the restaurant lineup is top-notch in true fashion with all the fabulous restaurant eats in the South Bay. We've got entertainment. We have got DJ. We got live music with the Lucky Ones. We've got the LA Kings ice cream coming. It's going to be a really fun afternoon, and I am so excited that it is not in the forecast to be 100 degrees tomorrow, because that backlog
yes.
is a little toasty.
Yes. In prior years, it has been very toasty. And the only downer
right.
for me is, you know, that my nephew is visiting us for a couple of weeks. He's in from Florida. And, you know, there's so many fantastic events, but you have to be 21 to go to them. So
yeah.
I can't bring him to these things. It kills me. Yeah. So, you know.
How old is your nephew, Jackie?
He's 18. He's going to be 19 in October. So, you know, I was thinking about getting him a fake ID, you know, but.
Don't say that. Oh, my gosh. You're going to be. Yeah, don't say that. We're going to edit that one out, Joe. Okay. I know.
Yeah,
but you have to be 21. We have, even our volunteers are over 21. We've had lots of inquiries. And, you know, this event is for 21 plus. There's plenty of other things. We all know are happening this weekend that are for the under 21. But by the beach is definitely 21 plus. And hey, I want to roll right into and mention, because our event is tomorrow. Tickets are still available on Eventbrite at By the Beach. You can swoop them up. I would probably before 5 p.m. We'll shut it off then. But if you love food and you love this type of thing, everybody needs to kind of tune back in. To the Sunset Beach Party, which is thrown by the Downtown Business Association. And we started that a couple years ago, if you remember. And it's hosted on the top of the ADP Sky Deck. And that is on Thursday evening. VIP enter at 4:30 p.m. And the food is from all downtown chefs and restaurants. The views up there on top of that sky deck, you know, at sunset are just spectacular, whether it's the marine layers here or whether the sun's out, it's just beautiful. You're kind of perched like a bird way up there high, and that's a wonderful event, also with music, delicious food. Those tickets are available on the Downtown Manhattan Beach website, and that is Thursday. So by the time I talk to you next Friday, that will have already happened. So a lot of food and, you know, foodie events coming up tomorrow and then next Thursday. And then also I want to mention, as long as we're talking about downtown, I mentioned it last week, but the Downtown Manhattan Beach sidewalk sale starts in T-minus 2 hours in Downtown Manhattan Beach. So 75 stores, you know, participating locations. Always up to 75% off. So everybody come down. Today's a great day to come down and get first pick. You know, you get the right size, the right color, the right shape, whatever you want. But the sidewalk sale goes today through Sunday. So big things happening in Manhattan Beach this weekend.
I go to that sidewalk sale every year, Kelly. It's a monster sale. It's a monster sale. It's fantastic. One thing I just wanted to mention real quick, this weekend is the Teen Choice Awards in Hermosa Beach. Residents of Redondo, Hermosa, and Manhattan can get up to 4 free tickets per household. This is going to be a huge event. So I know plenty of people that are already – you got to go to the Hermosa Community Center and get your wristband. They're going to have special seating for residents. So if you live in Manhattan Beach and you want to go to the Teen Choice Awards, you know, big names, Taylor Swift, the Jonas Brothers, Robert Downey Jr., a lot of big names are going to be there. So if you haven't already planned on getting your wristband, you should do that. And all the info is on my website.
Yes, and if you don't want to do that, come over and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Yes.
But hey, did you see the dress rehearsal photos from last night?
No.
Taylor Swift.
What?
Taylor Swift is sporting a pink emoji guitar. Guess what that's in reference to?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? That's on the national news, Kelly. That's been on the national news.
It's on the national news. It is blowing up social media. Look at the pictures. I think Easy Reader or Beach Reporter and a couple other people posted it. Taylor Swift for her little rehearsal yesterday, sporting a bright pink guitar with the zip it emoji on it, a little nod to everything that's happening in Manhattan Beach. So never dull in the South Bay. That's a whole other conversation maybe we can have next week or something. I don't want to like get bogged down in that today. But check it out. I think it's priceless. It's funny. What's happening on the North End isn't funny for everybody. There's a lot going on with that. But it's her way of kind of addressing the obvious what's happening right now. So check out the picture. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it next week. How about that?
All right. All right. Sounds good.
All right. All right. I'm excited about our guest today. I've known our guest for several years, and a lot of people probably know her but don't know what she does and what she's behind and what she brings to Southern, not just this area, but Southern California. I mean, people are going to be like, oh, I didn't know that. And man, has she met, you know, the world leaders and amazing people in the world. So, and she's just a lovely, nice person too. And her office is in downtown Manhattan Beach. There you go.
Of course.
There you go.
Well, then without further ado, Jackie, who is our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Kathy Winterhalter from the Distinguished Speaker Series. Now, Kathy is a 30-year resident of Manhattan Beach and co-owner of the Distinguished Speaker Series, a business launched in Manhattan Beach 24 years ago, which has presented over 100 world-renowned leaders and newsmakers at five theaters in Southern California, including the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. Kathy raised her two daughters in Manhattan Beach and was an active volunteer at all three of the public schools they attended. She has been co-chair and continues to be a volunteer leader in the Manhattan Beach Mayor's Youth Council since 2012. And please let's ask her about that, because I'm not quite sure what the Manhattan Beach Mayor's Youth Council is. So we'll get to that at some point in the conversation. Anyway, this morning, we're going to learn about this wildly popular Distinguished Speaker Series and what to expect for the 2019-2020 season. Welcome to the program, Kathy. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. This is a real treat for me, too.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so wonderful to know that here in the South Bay, you know, lots of people that live here are from Hollywood, from the what I'd like to say Hollywood lives in the South Bay. I mean, the craftspeople and assistant directors and a lot of the people, you wouldn't know their face or name, but they've met everyone in Hollywood. I mean, my good friend, Dincy and Moira, and their wonderful daughter, Charlie. Dincy was the floor manager for the Oscars for 25 years. And when I say he met everybody in Hollywood, I mean everybody. But you wouldn't know him by face, typically. And now we're going to meet Kathy Winterhalter. You have met some of the most accomplished people in the nation, perhaps even the world, Kathy. That's quite something.
It was never something I could have ever imagined. I really got to say, I have the most unbelievable business and job. It's amazing. Because I really am sometimes at heart.
So you're thinking, 25 years ago, you're thinking, you know, I'm going to do something. We're going to do something together. We're going to put on some local people to talk about things. Who was the very first guest that you considered?
Oh, well, our very first guest was Barbara Bush, which is kind of interesting.
Wow.
Okay.
A little background. We didn't come up with this idea, and I'm saying we because it really was a family affair when we started it 24 years ago. Our parents, mm-hmm. right now I'm currently in business with my sister, who's my partner, who also lives in Manhattan Beach, and she actually lives two blocks away from the pink emoji house. And she's telling me it really is blowing up with all the – I think there's tour buses driving by now. So it's going to be more famous than our peer, I think. But anyway –
Four neighbors. Those four neighbors.
Yeah. 30 years ago, my parents living up in the Bay Area had a good friend who started a speaker series. And they would – You know, if you're like me, back in the day, before cell phones, I think I'd make a phone call once a week. I was living in Southern California to my parents in the Bay Area. And, you know, every couple months, the conversation would be when we'd run out of something to talk about. Did you go see any speakers at that speaker series? So that was sort of the catalyst of this little amazing community speaker series that was started up in the Bay Area. Fast forward, we're all hanging around as a family, and all of us were in a position to maybe do something different. And the idea came up of, why don't we do a speaker series? There's nothing like it in LA. So that was sort of the catalyst. And we had some misses and hits early on, you know, as we tried to figure out, you know, what would Southern California like. And so Barbara Bush actually was our very first speaker. She was sort of the headliner that season. We booked a 3,000-seat theater, and I think maybe we had 500 people there.
Oh, really?
Wow. So it was a little scary.
Wow. Right.
Where? No. Which theater? Which theater was it, Kathy?
We started at the Pasadena Civic, and again, not doing a lot of research, we just thought, wow, you know, our market of people who were educated and maybe interested in something like this, Pasadena would be a good venue to start. And I think instinctually that was also very smart of us, because if you notice a little bit about where we put our speaker series on, we have become very successful outside of LA, because I think the traffic is so horrible. Once people get home, they don't want to get back on the road. So that's one reason why we've been able to be successful in communities that are not, you know, in L.A.
When you think about, you know, many of the nation's sort of locales with some import, you think about New York, you think about Dallas, perhaps, you know, Chicago, Atlanta, Los Angeles, San Francisco. But in Los Angeles, no one had thought to establish a speaker series in the greater Los Angeles area?
Yeah, not in our format. Our format's a little tricky. I mean, you'll have the author come to town, or I think they're called the World Affairs Council for business people, lunches. Nothing that's entertainment. Speakers sort of used as intellectual entertainment, brought as a series of diverse people and thought. There was nothing like that here. So definitely filled a void, and there certainly was nothing like it at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center or in the South Bay.
Yeah, That's funny, because considering, you know, Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world, that nobody had thought to come up with this idea before.
Right. Yeah, we were lucky. People have tried to copy us, and it didn't work out for them. So I think, again, like I said, strategically finding the right communities that would embrace what we're trying to do was also really helpful.
Right.
You know,
right.
I have to tell you, I remember when this started up. I was living here, and I remember Barbara Bush. I remember seeing that in the local paper or something. I remember that. And I think, and I was like, what is this? And I've been trying to buy season tickets to the series since it started, and I can't get them.
Yeah, Jackie, that's when it, now you can get a ticket in some of our other theaters, but in Redondo Beach, we do have a 5-year waiting list, and I would tell anybody listening to the show, super unusual for live entertainment. Get on our waiting on our email, which is our website, which is Speakers LA, and click on Contact Us for Redonda. Mm-hmm. We do not have a waiting list though in Beverly Hills, which is a Sunday. We're just opening up down at the Segerstrom in Orange County. And one of the tricks is, if you are a resident of the South Bay, if you attend one of our other locations and become a subscriber for a year, we let you move on into Redondo if we have room. And so far, we've had room for anybody. And quite a few stay at the other locations, but if you do want to make the switch, so that's one way to skip the line. But, yeah, that's sort of a phenomenon. We just can't get over it, but obviously we're really happy about it.
Okay, so this is the – okay, wait a minute. We should –
that's the back door. So all your podcast listeners.
Oh, well, we don't want to tell them until I get on the list.
Okay.
Oh. Inside info. This is great. I had no idea. Okay, now I know.
Right.
I just want to ask one more thing since we're on the subject of tickets.
Sure.
You know, obviously, season subscribers, many of them will miss one or two events. Do you have any portal, like, just for your tickets? I mean, I know that there's like StubHub and other things. Not StubHub. What's it called?
StubHub.
Is it StubHub? Yeah.
Well, on our website, once the series is almost ready to get started, we do have our own little kind of our own Craigslist. It's called Ticket Consignment on our website, where subscribers, if they want to post and sell their tickets or you want to buy an individual speaker, you would work directly with that subscriber.
All right.
Great. And we're not I think because we're a series, Ticketmaster and StubHub don't really get involved in us. They might think they can sell extra tickets to one of our headliners. But the truth is, we're not about that. And I think also uniquely when you talk about celebrities and the power brokers in the South Bay, we get the calls all the time. But the truth is, we really care about our subscribers, not the celebrity that calls, a week before, has their assistant call and wants to get tickets to Steve Martin, let's say, and we have to say, those seats are all held for our subscribers, the people that have been with us for 10 or, even 2 years. That's where our priority is. So that's kind of unique for LA.
Nice.
Right. You can't just call up and say, who I am.
Mm-hmm. Can't do that. And let me tell you, they try.
So, there's so many different ways to approach this, Kathy, but to really set the stage for the balance of our discussion, let's go back a ways. Let's talk about what it is and how it works and why and what is your criteria for speakers? What are you actually looking for? Because there are celebrities like, I'm picking on a category like sports celebrities that don't have a whole lot to say about how to live your life. But then there are people that have faced war and they've faced death and they've faced, tragedy and they have a lot to say about how to live your life. How do you pick your speakers?
Well, we try to have some diversity, and we really do have categories. Like I said, since we sell it as a series, we don't want six serious speakers where, you can't get your spouse or get your date to come out with you because it's going to be the fifth really hardcore night. So we want it to be entertaining, but we also really want it to be a smart evening. So even if it's someone like, I think I brought up Steve Martin, if it's someone like Steve Martin, you're learning something from Steve Martin, not only laughing for an hour and a half, you're really learning something about him and some of his thoughts. So really what we do now that we've already presented about 120 different, high caliber, cultural, iconic people, we survey our audience. We try to see who mm-hmm. they want to see. Then mm-hmm. we are a business, so we need to find out how much is that person going to cost to bring them in as a speaker. We have a budget. We try to bring in diversity of thought. We're usually very conscious of, you know, bipartisan perspectives. We're not going to lean one way or the other. I think that's what's unique about us. And so if you notice, yeah, we always seem to have maybe somebody in science. We'll have politicians. We try to bring in someone with a world perspective each season. We try to bring in a headliner. Right. Maybe like this year we have Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda coming together for just a fun night, but also they represent, you know, more of a longer Hollywood career, but they're activists and they have something more to say. Sports, mm-hmm. we've only had a handful of people in sports, honestly, because the people we have brought in from sports are pretty iconic, and we don't want a motivational speech. We want a real good story about their life, philosophy, and also, you know, they have more to say. So if you look on our lineup, we haven't had that many sports figures because that's a little more challenging, like you said. Michael
right.
Phelps was
right.
a great night, but he spent his life in a pool. So we had to make sure whoever interviewed Michael Phelps could bring out, you know, questions from him. And I think we all learned a lot, but he needed, you know, an MC as part of the night, just not Michael Phelps. So sometimes the format changes a little bit.
Do you go and I'm guessing that there must be some sort of place where these people that, you know, do professional speaking outside of their, you know, acting career, singing career, or science career, or whatever, an agency or something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you go down the list, so that person might be interested. I'm sure you get from news sources and things. But do you actually go and see them do it elsewhere to see what they're doing, or get a video or something of them speaking elsewhere to see if that fits what you're trying to do?
Most of the time we do.
Okay.
Most of the speakers that we present do have professional agents. That's become quite a business. It's really changed in the 24 years that we started, because now even entertainers, they have a speaking agent, because I think they figure, you know, well, in between, you know, movies or TV shows, maybe they can get me some speaking gigs. We've also found, though, often we'll go find the speaker, again, because doing this for 24 years, we have very few repeats. So we're always looking for somebody with a new perspective or somebody that, you know, might be interesting. And you got to believe new people pop up all the time. Somebody
yeah.
might survive some crazy adventure next week that's on the top of the news, and they join the speaker circuit. But we do our research. We also get together with some presenters. There's not very many of us, but we get together once a year with people who present speaker series in other parts of the country, and we talk about it. We talk about who is good and bad. We talk about the unknowns that will just blow the audience away. And we, you know,
mm-hmm.
if there's some of those we can fit in our lineup, we try to do that also.
You
Does
know,
that kind
Kathy,
of answer it?
Yes. You know, it's funny you just mentioned it, because, you know, I've followed this series. And it was funny, when I first started my website, I had posted this, the speaker series, but I was like, you know, if you can't get tickets to it, you know, I people were like, well, how do I get tickets for it? You keep posting the information, but you can't get
mm-hmm.
tickets for it. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I'm sorry. So I stopped posting
mm-hmm.
it. But one of the people, the number one person that I've seen over the list on your lineup that I really, really wanted to see was Beck Weathers.
Beck
oh,
Weathers.
Boy.
Let me tell you,
read,
your audience.
I read every book on that season in, you know.
Into Thin Air.
I read all of them. I read all of them. That season on Everest, you know, there were a dozen books that came out about it, and I was just fascinated by it. But he was like, he was the one I wanted to see.
Your audience may not know who he is, but he survived Mount Everest into thin air, the movie and the book. He was one of the characters because the gentleman had radial keratotomy surgery before he had went on this trek to Everest, and that's when they had the horrible storm. He survived after being left for dead three different times, and Jackie can jump in, but if you ever have a chance to see him, and I'm not sure if he does it as much anymore because he relives the entire experience. It's almost like a one-man show. He relives the experience, and he's had frostbite nose, one of his hands. He lost a complete hand, another hand, his half his foot, but he takes you through the whole experience. So that's interesting. Of all the names, because, you know, if you peruse the website, Speakers LA, you'll see we've had the Dalai Lama. We've had Bill Clinton and Maya Angelou and Yo-Yo Ma, and it's just great that you mentioned Beck Weathers, because I still will run into people walking on the Strand who come up to me and say that was he was our favorite speaker of all time.
Oh, his story
in the night was unbelievable.
Do you have this stuff? Do you have video archives?
No, we're not. I think we're the only in 2019. I think we're one of the only we're a live experience. Almost every speaker in their contract prevents us from videotaping. I think because it's not like a TED Talk. It's a prepared speech for most of them. And they want to use that speech again. They don't want it on the internet. So it's a unique experience for our patrons. And it's roughly an hour presentation from the speaker and then a half an hour of question and answer that the audience submits. And they answer questions from the audience.
That's great, because it's one-off. It's like nobody else is going to experience that again. That's fantastic.
But
too bad
at least
the rest
they will,
of us that weren't there.
In person.
As we all sit at home and, you know, on our own TVs and watching all the streaming, which I love to do myself, this is a really unique experience, coming to a live event with all your neighbors and bringing a community together and participating in something that is kind of unique and bipartisan.
Intimate.
Yeah. That Redondo Beach Theater, which if you get on our waiting list or come experience another theater, we'll get you in. You know, it might take a year or two, but we'll get you in. It's a really special event. We have 90% of our people stay every year. We only have 10% leave.
It's fantastic. Hey, Joe, let's do a quick station break before we come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this season's lineup.
Okay, great.
Right. Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. And what we do is hyper-local podcasting. We are all about the South Bay. On Thursdays, it's South Bay Spotlight, 8 a.m. You can join us live, or you can listen to us in podcasts while you're jogging or while you're working out or commuting. If you ever leave the South Bay, if you ever leave the bubble, you can take us with you. And then, of course, on Fridays, 8 a.m., it's Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber. We're thrilled to focus on the business and government of Manhattan Beach. But also, of course, we cover celebrities, we cover events, nonprofits. South Bay Show. The name says it all. Join us. Share this with your neighbors and friends here in the South Bay, or share it with neighbors and friends around the world. We love talking about where we live and the experiences we go through. And I have to say, this is one of those special shows, Kathy, because some of the people that we've talked to have, you know, really shaped our lives, Jackie and I, and changed the way we see the world. And it's a document, you know, for us, it is about documenting. We can go back and listen to a podcast from 5 years ago and relive that experience. But for the Distinguished Speaker Series, Kathy, it's really all about, were you there? Were you there?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's amazing. And so you brought this.
Are we
you,
on
these 20?
Are we on the break?
No, no.
Well,
we're good.
Still going.
I float between breaks.
He floats, yeah.
And getting back, when we talk about the experience, as we've said, it's live. It's not videotaped. It's you were there, and talk to the people that were there. When you look back over these 24 years, we talked a little bit about one guest, but this must be quite an accomplishment, or quite a sense of accomplishment, to have met these people, to have had these brief conversations. And, oh, I know, I wanted to ask you my special question. What does Robert Redford smell like?
He smells like pine trees. Just what you think the Utah landscape would smell like.
I knew it. I knew it.
You know, that's when you bring up Robert Redford, that's one interesting thing I think kind of goes back to why do some of these people do the speaker series? And Robert Redford agreed to do it to raise a scholarship money for Sundance, for his scholarship program there. And that's how we were able to get Rosalind Carter. She was endowing a university chair and, you know, needed to raise a certain amount of money and I think picked 10 speeches, and we were lucky that we were a handful of those. So sometimes these really hard-to-get speakers, if we can try to appeal to them in a different way, they say yes. Because let me tell you, just paying the money often is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they like the idea that they're talking to the public. We're just, and maybe a family business run by two women, but honestly, the fact that their audience is the general public, not, you know, an association, not a corporation, not a group gathering that believes the same way they do politically, I think for them it's really refreshing.
Okay. Kathy, I have to read something for you.
Sure.
Because there's a few people in the recent history of our world that are truly, truly underestimated. And it is someone that you had at your Distinguished Speaker Series that your subscribers were able to meet that really did change the world. And that's so rare. So I have to read to you. To you, Americans, free speech is nothing new. You've been able to discuss these problems always, and you are never prosecuted for having ideas different from your government or the view of the ruling party. Who said that, Kathy?
Mikhail Gorbachev.
When we talk about Mikhail, and we talk about President Reagan, we're Americans. We give, Reagan credit for the fall of the wall and for the transition of the Soviet Union. But who did Ronald Reagan give credit to? It was Mikhail. He is not only brilliant, but he is a man out of time with his own people, with his own party. The military actually discussed assassination because they felt that he was a traitor. These are big ideas. Wow.
Yeah, that was a real coup for us. I mean, I think it helped that we had had Margaret Thatcher a little while before and, you know, set the stage that our audience would be open to the idea of, you know, foreign leaders and actually embraced it. So we just recently had F.W. de Klerk about 3 years ago, I think now. And again, hearing their perspective of a world that's bigger than us, not that we, you know, get caught up in everyday stuff, but bringing someone who just, again, reminds you the world is bigger than our little world. Not that we don't live in utopia in the South Bay, but yeah, it's been unbelievable. And again, I have to pinch myself because backstage, they're just people, just like you and me. And most of the time, the same questions you're asking me, they almost always ask, who was your favorite speaker? Who was the worst speaker? Do you think I was better than, you know, they're just people. I just love that.
Oh, tell us, Kathy, tell us. Who's your favorite? Who was the worst? Who was your favorite?
Right?
Who was the worst?
I know. I mean, it's funny that those are the questions that that they ask too. I have a lot of favorites.
Yeah.
And if you ask people around town, Jackie or Kelly or you, who've gone to the series, almost everyone will tell you someone different. Because I think
they
all come with a different perspective of our interests and what we're interested in. So I just get lucky because I'm the one on the stage introducing the series, and I do get to spend 4 nights now coming on 5 nights with these people. And by the time you spend, you know, that green room time together, it's really nice, and you're really on more of a personal level. So, again, I just have to pinch myself about that part of the job.
Right.
Well, I think
right.
what you're doing for the South Bay is phenomenal. You know, Joe and I, we say it jokingly, but in all seriousness, the last thing we ever want to do is get on a freeway to go to something like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that we could ride our bike there and get this cultural, you know, experience right here in our backyard is just, you know, phenomenal. I mean, I don't know how many, you know, how many other places you get to do that. But let's get to this season's lineup. You, Kathy, just run with it. Take us through
well,
who you're going to be featuring this year.
Yeah, if you get on our website, this year, because we are expanding to the Segerstrom in Orange County, and pretty fascinated too. It's taken us a while to get down there, but we asked a really hard to get speaker if he would participate in helping us launch that series, and that was George W. Bush. So George W. Bush, and I've got to tell you, it took us about 6 months and a letter that told him the whole story about his mom being our first speaker, his wife joining our series, his brother coming to speak at our series with lots of photos of them having a nice time. He said yes. He only agreed to do 2 nights for us, so he will not be in the South Bay this season. Hopefully he'll have such a great time, he'll be willing to do more. He'll be in our Beverly Hills location on a Sunday night and then Orange County on a Monday night. We have Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin kicking us off, though, in the South Bay. Our big headliner and interesting world leader coming to the South Bay is David Cameron, who was the Prime Minister of the UK. And actually, you know, they do things a little differently than we do, but he lost power when Brexit won the election. So we'll get his perspective of what's going on in England and Europe when he comes to talk. I think that'll be so timely and interesting to all of us. We also have Bob Woodward, the Pulitzer Prize-winning Watergate investigative reporter. He is actually a repeat only because when we survey the audience, every year he's in the top 10. He always has a lot to say, and he's got his pulse on what's going on in politics. So I think he's going to be an exciting night. We have Father Gregory Boyle. Are you familiar with Father Boyle and the formation of Homeboy Industries?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, again, this came out from a request of a subscriber asking to put him on the survey, telling us what an amazing speaker he is and his story. And we surveyed him because I just wasn't sure. He's not a national figure. Oh my gosh, the interest was huge. And Jackie, you asked, yeah, I went and made sure he was a good speaker. I think his message about rehabilitation, what's going on in our community with homeless and gang members, but just looking at from a more compassionate perspective, but also successful in relaunching, people. I think that's going to be a really interesting, exciting night. We have General John Kelly. He's going to be our controversial speaker this year. We brought James Comey last year. Half the audience was, I think over half the audience was a little unsure about what James Comey was all about. But I have to tell you, when you give someone the chance to tell their own story without the news media picking the snippet of what you should hear or the way you should look at it, maybe the audience didn't agree with James Comey, some of the audience members, but most of them really understood what he was all about and why he made the decision. I think John Kelly, who's a four-star general and had quite a career before he entered the Trump administration, might be that just that speaker for us. But again, somebody the audience asked us to bring to town. Dr. Robert Sapolsky he's a very well-known author, scientist, one of the top 10 TED Talks. He's a neuroscientist who also lived with primates. So he has done a whole study of our brain and why do we do what we do and our physiology. So that's going to be a really fun, interesting talk where we all learn something. So we also we're bringing Anderson Cooper to our two other locations. He's been here in the South Bay already. And same with Dan Buettner, who you've probably done podcasts about the Blue Zones and how to live. Dan Buettner is the Blue Zone guy. He's not coming to the South Bay. We've already brought him here. So he'll be at the other two locations who haven't had him. So that's who I'm going to be hanging out with this coming 2019-22 season. This is a chamber talk. It is a business.
Yeah.
And most of the time we're frantically working backstage. So there's a lot more to it than just hanging out.
It is a business. And then, Kathy, I do have a question that I know many of our listeners will be asking. What phone number do we call for employment with the distinguished speaker?
Yeah, right.
I would like
it's on our
to
website.
Work in the Dan Buettner section.
Yeah, right. That's the other part I love about it is everybody looks at it and almost, we'll have our headliners, but everybody is waiting to hear someone different. I just had someone call yesterday crazy about Dr. Robert Sapolsky. Crazy about him.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not someone I would have thought would have been a headliner for our series, but I think what makes it really special. And just you saying Dan Buettner, same thing.
What I find, I've gone to different similar speaker series over the years, and what I come out of it with is when you always seem to have a great lineup. Not everybody has great lineups, but when you attend one of these events and you sit there for an hour and you listen to this person and their story, at the end of the evening you're so inspired. You're inspired. You want to get up and walk out the door and do something. I know that a lot of, TED Talks, a lot of TED Talks are like that. But listening to other people's stories, especially, Buettner and the other doctor whose name I cannot pronounce.
Yeah.
It's fascinating and it kind of lights a fire under you, although I don't know that if listening to Beck Weathers, anybody would want to go out and climb Everest after.
Well, I think That was something he said. I mean, he ends his talk saying, if you love anyone, if anyone remotely loves you, don't think about it. You know,
yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. Well, one thing too, you know, billionaires get it. They fly all over the world. They're on a circuit. They go to the Aspen Ideas Festival and the Milken Institute and off to Davos. And, you know, they get to go to the real TED. Well, we bring these same people. Our people are at those same festivals, but we're bringing them to Redondo Beach. So, and, you know, Thousand Oaks, Orange County, and all the rest. But, you know, I think that's, again, they get it. And I think a lot of people in LA are just craving this experience that having it live is so unique.
I am having an emotional breakdown right now. I just think that people don't understand where, 9/11 may have been one of the greatest terrorist acts against the United States of all time. But when you think about the Allies in World War II, and you think about the position of the United States in the global mindset, and then you think outside of the U.S., when 9/11 happened, it's unbelievable how the rest of the world responded to 9/11. David Cameron, the youngest prime minister in two centuries, the timescales outside of the U.S. are so unbelievable. The youngest prime minister in two centuries, and he's prime minister when 9/11 happens.
No, you're talking about Tony Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, David Cameron. I'm sorry. David Cameron.
It was David Cameron. No,
David Cameron.
He was there.
David Cameron. He was there. Sorry.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing. Oh, my God. Kathy,
yeah,
what you do.
That's going to have to be on our – see, I'm all about Brexit. I've moved on, but that really has to be – and when you asked about what did they talk about, one of the things we do is say, we don't want that motivational leadership speech. That's not what our audience is interested in. We're interested in what you just brought up. What was it like being in Britain when we experienced 9/11, right? When our president called and said we need help. You know, what was that like? Those are the kind of things we want them to talk about.
Most people focus on – I mean, obviously we lost I don't know the exact number, but we lost thousands of soldiers in Iraq. And the devastation to the people on the ground is unimaginable, and how long it will last is unimaginable. But Britain lost many, many, many soldiers in that same war. And the internal turmoil, I mean, that's all part of Brexit, right? It's all part of the internal turmoil was so massive that it caused a lot of the people outside of the urban environments of Britain to want to exit the UK. It's unbelievable. Oh my God, I'm going crazy.
don't go off the rails yet, Joe. We have five minutes
trying.
Left in
I'm
the
trying
show.
To hold together. I'm trying.
Well, I do want to just keep making a point that we still have room for you. If you want to come join us in Beverly Hills, it's only on a Sunday night. It's literally a 30-minute drive. We picked a Sunday night so that people can maneuver the traffic. So there is room for you. Well, you know, I don't want it to be. But that format of a series, that's how we've, as a business, been able to stay in business. Because people are willing to commit to the whole thing, not just the super expensive headliner, but come and enjoy the whole series.
It's a well-rounded. It's a well-rounded series. It's a well-rounded series of substance. I just made that
thank
up.
Thank you. That's a good way to. Should put that in some of my ad campaigns.
There you go.
So, I'm finally going to interject some words here. You guys have just been having
so much fun
talking.
You've been awfully quiet, Kelly. I've been hearing. Yeah.
I did the Beverly Hills series for a year. And I have to say, everybody, we need to get out of the bubble a little bit, Jackie and Joe. You got to, you know, it doesn't hurt to get out of the bubble occasionally, go up to Beverly Hills, or in this case, your brand new series happening in Orange County, Kathy. But I did Beverly Hills, and I really enjoy it. I did, it's a Sunday evening, so there's no, you know, the traffic is virtually nothing. Kind of go up, you can get a bite early to eat in the area, a little different out of the hood, you know, enjoy the show in the beautiful Saban Theater, and it's kind of fun and different. And then your drive home literally takes about 18 minutes because it's Sunday night.
And it's,
so
it, you're out the door at 8:30. So
No, and it's parking is fairly easy up there too. And you know, Kathy gave you the best, I think the best insider tip we've ever had on the show, Jackie. And you know, start there. Or Kathy, how are sales for Orange County?
Orange County's doing well. Like I said, I mean, we're far from sold out. It's our first year, and it's tricky to spread the word. That's why, you know, it used to be 24 years ago when we started this, all I needed to do was put an ad in the LA Times in the calendar section. Everyone read the calendar section. It's a little trickier nowadays to get the word out. So if you have friends down in Orange County, tell them about it. This is the year. Lock in the really good seats. Because I think just like our other locations, once people join us, they don't leave. They renew year after year.
Sounds like
I do need to put a plug in, though, for the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center and how lucky we are.
Great venue.
That is a first-class run venue. We are so lucky. It's a hidden gem.
Yes.
If any other business owners are listening to me, I would love to see more people book that theater. It's really fabulous.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to mention a name that some people in Redondo have trouble with, but I'm going to mention it because he was instrumental in the vision of the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. Jim Blackman, James Blackman, was critical to the backstage, to the
we
the,
wouldn't be
the
there.
Facility.
We wouldn't be there if it weren't for him. Because after Pasadena, when we went to pick a second location, he was championing that theater. He had big improvements. I mean, there used to be a porta potty outside. I mean, that was like the restroom. And James got that theater. He had a top-notch civic light opera program going with fabulous talent. No, we wouldn't be there if it weren't for him. So I know there's controversy around it, but
shout out.
There's always controversy. You can't please everybody.
You can't. And again, the recession was killer. And that's where, when you're a business, we got lucky during the recession. We went high instead of low. We went after Bill Clinton at the time, the most popular speaker on the circuit. He said yes. People kept their series. They might not have taken the vacation, but they kept their speaker series. And I think, you know, Bill Clinton really helped us. And again, it helped us that Roger Clinton lived in Redondo. Bill was like, this gives me a chance to visit my brother. So sometimes little things like that help too.
Wow. Yeah.
Fascinating. Yep. But Joe, we gotta wrap this up, unfortunately.
Can I plug my website?
Oh, absolutely. Please. We want contact information, website, location,
okay, my
website, all that. Yeah.
Easy to remember, speakersla.com.
Right.
And I think it'll just tell you everything, the locations, the pricing, how to get on the waiting list, how to, you know, join another series for a year before you come on over. So. Take a look.
What an enterprise that you've built here, Kathy. This is something that will go on forever because the fascination with the world, and the people that make a difference in the world can never go away.
Yeah.
And it is what you do is so important and so meaningful and so wonderful. Thank you, Kathy Winterhalter. Thank you for joining us today. Jackie,
well, thank you, Joe, Kelly, and Jackie.
Jackie, we actually had Kathy Winterhalter on our show. Remember that? Kelly,
can I just say once again, the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce brought the cool guest.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. You, Kelly, always. Kelly always steps up. Always steps up.
Always.
Happy Friday. Always. Thank you for having us again, you guys.
Yes. And thank
All
you,
right.
Jackie.
Always a pleasure. Everybody have a great weekend.
Great weekend, everyone. Bye.